So basically, you guys know, as you and I know, it's the annual softball event taking place this year. It'll be Golden Tate versus myself, June 5th. Gates open at 5. We have the Home Run Derby right after that. It'll be a great time. Teammates will be out there. It'll be a good time to have the fans come interact with the players. You can buy tickets at the door. It's $10 at the door. It's benefiting Operation 55, basically underprivileged kids, Detroit public schools as well. The first 555 people that show up get free visors, as it is Sun Awareness Week. Along with that, we have fun activities for families. We have music, food, and face painting. You know, you name it. There'll be a lot of fun things out there. And you get to watch my team beat up on Tate's team.
And it's at King Boring Field.
There you go, King Boring Field.
And is that Dearborn or
Dearborn? Out?
Dearborn. Yeah. And back to your team's going to beat up on mine.
So this year, it's unique in the sense that we did a draft. So offense and defensive players, we mixed up. So he, you know, I had the first overall pick. He had the first overall pick and second overall pick. But my first pick was Ebron.
I figured
he was a first round player. You know, he had some athleticism. And he helped us win the game last year. So he was my first pick. But
yes. I gotta go back and look at my roster. I picked a bunch of studs. Y'all gonna see a lot of home runs from my team. And we're not gonna let Tully, we're not gonna give Tully two runs like we did last year.
Yeah, last year they cheated. That team people on the field.
Yeah.
So it'll be a good time. Are they cheating? Are you there? They cheated, man.
So just a recap on last year. The team that I was a part of was beating the snot out of Tully's team. And then they needed a little extra help to start giving points away. That won't happen this year. Not with me at the general manager. We're ready to play ball this year. Have a good time for a great cause. Me and my guy here got a little small wager.
For our foundation,
who's going to win right there. So,
but it's cool, man. I think, as you guys know, you know, team camaraderie is huge. To be able to have the teammates come out there and have everybody get together, and as we get ready for the regular season, you know, it's pretty much the last event we can pretty much do together like that before the season starts. So it's a good time for the fans to come out, the media to come out, and actually interact with the players, you know, and see them play a terrible playing softball. So it'll be fun. Well, we have some players I know on my team. I don't know about him. That could definitely play softball.
Weren't you calling me for a trade, trying to get some of my players?
Try to get one or two players. But no, we have some good players. It's only players on the team will be playing. There's no outside players playing. So it'll be about 25 players, 26, 27 players in each team.
Yeah.
Everybody will play.
Yeah.
And our sponsors will probably run the base and kind of help us out there. We have some good sponsors that actually help sponsor this event. So it's a lot of fun.
I think one of the cool things about this event, along with what Tully's doing, is that it's a chance for the media, our fan base, and the team to be outside of the football realm. Like, we'll be able to be on a Saturday having fun.
Excuse me, guys. It's Friday night game. I apologize.
Friday night under the lights, excuse me. We'll get to interact in just kind of a, you know, not a football atmosphere. So I think it'll be fun. Along with that, it's benefiting a great cause. As you know, Tully's been involved in this community since he's been here. Made a huge difference, changed a lot of lives. And I think it's a great cause for us to come out there and support that and have fun, most importantly.
Golden Blue's your first pick.
I got to look at mine. Let me – hold up. Let me
– your first pick.
Man, it didn't matter.
You got Calvin.
Thank you.